I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Top U.S. and Russian diplomats began meeting Tuesday in Saudi Arabia. The two sides are expected to discuss reviving bilateral relations as well as a possible end of Russia's war in Ukraine. The U.S. delegation will be led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, while the Russian side will be led by his counterpart Sergei Lavrov. Both sides have tempered expectations, describing the talks as an initial step that could lay the framework for direct talks between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian leaders said they were not invited to participate in the Saudi talks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to host Keith Kellogg, the U.S. envoy for Ukraine, for talks on Wednesday. Another leader of a U.S. government agency has stepped down after clashing with staffers from the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. News outlets say Michelle King, the acting commissioner of the Social Security Administration, stepped down over the weekend after refusing to provide DOGE staffers with access to sensitive information. The agency handles monthly benefit payments for millions of retired and disabled Americans. Her exit from the administration is one of several departures of high-ranking officials concerned about DOGE staffers' potential unlawful access to private taxpayer information. The special commission, led by billionaire Elon Musk, has come under intense criticism for inserting itself in several federal agencies since Trump took office last month. DOGE spearheaded the shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development following the Trump administration's freeze on all spending for foreign aid programs. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. As authorities in the southeastern U.S. state of Kentucky recover from deadly floods, other parts of the United States are bracing for a major winter storm. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Nearly all of Kentucky under flood warnings after up to 8 inches of rain hit the state. Governor Andy Beshear calls the situation dire and says most of the deaths were cars getting stuck in high water.
We are still in the search and rescue phase of this emergency.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says they're preparing for severe weather across the state, from fires to floods to freezing temperatures, some near zero.
When temperatures get that cold, lives are at risk.
And the National Weather Service says there's a snowstorm forecast for the Northeast and Midwest. I'm Julie Walker.
The apparent leader of a cult-like group suspected in several murders throughout the United States has been arrested. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
State police in Maryland say they've arrested 34-year-old Jack Lasota, who's believed to be the leader of a group called the Zizians. They're tied to the killing of a U.S. Border Patrol agent near the Canadian border in January, as well as 5 other homicides in Vermont, Pennsylvania, and California. Along with Lasota, police arrested suspected group member Michelle Zajko. The Zizians are described as a group of young, highly intelligent computer scientists who met online, shared anarchist beliefs, and became increasingly violent. Lasota, also known as Ziz, has been seen near multiple crime scenes and has connections to various suspects. A bail hearing is scheduled for Lasota and Zajko on Tuesday. I'm Donna Warder.
In sports, tennis great Novak Djokovic blasted tennis's anti-doping protocols as, quote, inconsistent and unfair. Speaking to reporters in Doha Monday ahead of the Qatar Open, the 24-time Grand Slam winner criticized the sport's governing bodies for showing favoritism to top stars like Jannik Sinner and Iga Swiatek when handing out punishments for doping breaches.
The majority of the players doesn't feel that it's fair. It seems like it appears that you can almost affect the outcome if you're a top player, if you have access to the top lawyers and whatnot.
Sinner, the world's number one men's player, failed drug tests on 2 occasions in March last year. The 3-time Grand Slam champion accepted an immediate 3-month doping ban on Saturday after reaching a settlement with the World Anti-Doping Agency. Swiatek, the world's second-ranked women's player, accepted a 1-month suspension in November, having tested positive for a banned substance. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.